It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Louisiana man rescued a $200,000 lottery ticket from the trash.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. By the way, the tip of the cap from my son-in-law, Kevin. Apparently, they're listening on the app, and I think he enjoyed that comment.
Did he? Okay.
I heard the laugh from here.
Yeah, I did.
Yes. And I don't mean it, Emma. You're as sweet as can be.
Right.
But I was just thinking about this, because you said that your daughter has a little bit of her mother in her.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to the decorating and the seasons and all. I mean,
certainly.
She's come by it honestly, hasn't she?
For sure.
They have a new house.
Right.
And it's the holidays coming up. I can just imagine her mind must just be going crazy trying to figure out all the stuff she wants to put up and the things they want to do, because that's the beginning of the tradition of what they do at their home.
Yeah, I would say, do as many decorations as possible. I know Jacob's big on that. He loves it.
Yeah.
Get all the little towels and the soaps and maybe a couple nativity scenes to put those up.
Yes.
Multiple trees, I would say.
Depending on how much room they have. I mean, if they have
It's a two-story.
You put a couple trees up.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And then obviously multiple boxes of ornaments for each tree.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for Thanksgiving. Wait till Christmas, you guys.
Oh, man, baby, let's go.
It's going to be wild. Jacob, is he a hunter?
Yep.
Will he ever want to put an animal's head on the wall?
Oh, I don't know if that matters what he wants, but
I know it doesn't.
I'm not sure if that's a thing or not, actually.
He's like, yes to all of this if I can put one big old elk head.
Right, yeah.
What is he into? Deer, elk?
Uh-huh, yes, and
all
yes,
of it?
And
okay.
yeah.
All of it, mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I think that's what the garage is for. I think I heard that at one point.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's fair. That's what the garage is for.
Yeah, I don't want to speak for my daughter.
And hopefully a big freezer full of meat.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, two things that are hard to do. You always say this. People say, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. One of them, losing weight.
Sure.
People say it all the time. Yeah, that's not easy, man.
Right.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to lose weight, blah, blah, blah. And keeping a relationship together for many, many years. It ain't easy, right? You got to put work into it and all these things. But I can make them both easier for you.
Really?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Wow, I'm interested.
Kevin James.
Which one would you like to know first? How to lose weight or how to stay happy in a relationship?
I mean, I would go in the order that you listed it to start with. I just feel like, for no other reason than that's how you started.
Okay. John Hopkins University, a study found people who listen to calming music while eating take only 3 bites per minute.
Yeah.
Well, those who eat in silence take 4, and those who listen to fast music or like an exciting TV show,
sure,
will eat as many as 5 or 6 bites per minute.
I could see
eating
that one seems easy. Yeah,
has proven to not only aid digestion but help you with feeling fuller, faster,
sure,
eating less, realizing it. And they say this is a simple way to be a little mindful as you eat.
Did I tell you about one of my brother's friends?
You're talking too fast. Slow
down,
Steve.
Sorry.
Yeah, Steve.
Did I tell you about one of my brother's friends who was trying to lose weight and went on a diet?
No, I don't think you did.
Okay.
You don't have to go slow.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. So here's what happened. He was trying to lose some weight,
right,
and there was an idea to... what was it? You had, I don't know, X amount of time to eat a meal. So the idea was to eat less because you were having less time to eat.
Oh, boy.
But what he wound up...
So it's only like, hey, it's lunch, you've got 2 minutes, go.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, no, that's good.
Well, instead what he did was he tried to shove as much food as possible into his mouth.
Of course he did. That's going to backfire.
It's like, well.
Not to mention, that's a choking hazard.
It's like, yeah, that kind of defeats the purpose if yeah. you're going to speed up how you eat.
So he's just shoveling it in as fast as he can to get yeah. it. I only got 2 minutes. I got to get this done.
Yeah, so my brother goes, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah, that's an anti weight loss diet.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good idea in theory if you actually do it.
Right. If you just did it at the regular pace.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I understand what you tried to do, but no. Mm. Yeah, Kevin, I get that. It seems to make sense. I feel like, you know, it just slows you down. Sure.
Yeah.
Now, pay no attention to the fact that you got to get that kid to practice and then you got to get back home and then you got to, pick somebody up. Don't worry about that stuff.
Just listen to your slow music. I mean, I'll give it a try today and let you know.
Yeah, give it a shot. Why not? I'll send you that link for that wonderful, relaxing music for stress relief.
That was nice.
That was, boy.
Now, this one may be a little bit harder than just slow music.
Okay.
But happy couples typically have a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions.
5-to-1, yeah.
Okay, so 5 positive things happen to 1 negative. That's a couple who is happy. And things go well and they stay together. Those that end up divorced or not in a happy relationship have only 0.8 happy moments for every negative moment. So it's not even, I mean, you're not getting a 1-to-1 cancel. It's
right,
a 0.8 to 1. So they say it's important to give your partner those little things, a compliment, maybe a kiss, a massage.
Right.
Just a massage, guys.
Yeah.
Share a sweet memory.
Mm-hmm.
Ask, how can I make your day better?
Are you making these up or reading these?
No, these are real.
Oh, I didn't know for sure. I was like, if you're making those up, that was pretty good off the top of your head. But yeah.
Well, these are all right out of the old handbook.
Yeah. The old handbook, huh?
Yeah. How can I make your day better, Kevin?
Oh, boy.
Easy.
With an unbelievable beat the show today.
Good answer. Good answer.
Is there an unbelievable one today?
I mean, it's believable.
Oh, dang it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Rob, you seem like a thumbs up guy to me. Are you a thumbs up emoji guy?
Pretty much.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they're simple. It's easy.
Kevin James.
Or the other finger, too. But
yeah, well, a variety of hand gestures.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the fun.
Final story is brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Well, we've all heard it. Well, at least I know I have. And Jay, I imagine you've heard it or even said it.
Okay.
If you don't stop, I am going to turn this car around.
I think I said I'll pull over. I don't know if I did the turn
around. I'll pull
over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jay, I did the pull over numerous times.
I've done the pull over too.
Fling the door open as hard as you can.
Yes.
Walk like you were on fire to the back.
Oh, it's great.
Open the door.
Yep.
Hey, you got a different flight, obviously.
Right, yeah.
And then we're able to get the rest of the team to the game, but two of them just get kicked off the plane.
I did see the transcript where the pilot goes, when the guys in the control tower. Yeah, what am I trying to think of? What do they call those guys?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Air traffic control.
Thank you, Steve. So air traffic controller was like, what's your emergency? And the guy's like, a bunch of basketball players are fighting. I'm like, what? It's not what you normally hear.
Yeah. That does sound weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one of those you don't know how out of control it's going to get whatever.
Yeah.
It does sound like it ended okay where they got everybody to settle down and just chill. What were they fighting about, I wonder? Girl?
It's hard to guess at that point. I did see they won, though, after they went to play the game.
Yeah, there's the amazing thing.
I'm
the two
weird.
Guys, after all that, and then their flight was very delayed. They got there late at night.
Yeah.
And then they go and they beat Houston, who's, you know,
fourth in the nation.
Supposed to be one of the best teams in America.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Auburn's ranked 11th. It's not like it was a complete shock, but still, you're like, okay, you had a fight and still won.
Yeah. You're like,
That's wild.
Maybe that's a lesson.
Get in a fight?
Yeah. Before a big game, have a couple of your players get in a fight on the plane.
You know what they needed on that
Just
plane.
Just get everybody else. What's that? Oh. Calm them down. By the way, if this music was on a plane, if that was one of the things you could listen to in your headphones.
Yeah.
Talk about night-night time.
Oh, man. I'm not 100% sure you can't listen to it, but I mean, that would be, you're right. It would be great.
Yeah, there was just like calming music.
Let's see how long this bed is. It's 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, see? That'll cover most flights.
You're just like, all right, we'll see you in the Twin Cities. Enjoy your ride. Hey, we're about ready to fly to Salt Lake City. Good night. As long as they're not playing it in the cockpit, I think we're okay.
It does. Yeah, that, Jay, they cannot have that in the cockpit. That is for sure.
That's not a good thing.
That would not be okay. They need regular music or whatever it is they do up there.
We used to have like
Netflix
reading time in fourth grade, and my teacher would play soothing music like that.
Oh, really? And yeah. You were supposed to read while that was being played in the classroom?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's weird.
Was that, I don't know, I don't understand it 100%.
I don't know. It's supposed to be background soothing.
I thought, I mean, we had reading time too, but I think it was supposed to be dead quiet. I mean, they wanted it like complete silence.
Yeah.
Because that way the teacher could hear if you were actually talking to someone.
I don't know. I guess she didn't care.
That's smart.
Yeah. You didn't have naps in kindergarten, did you, Steve?
In kindergarten?
Yeah.
I think we did have nap time.
Really? Kevin, did you guys have it, or was it already past that for you guys?
I feel like we did, yeah.
Isn't it kind of weird if you think about it, though? It's like when you're going to, you know.
At least like.
You just had rest time, maybe?
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to remember, Jay. I don't know.
I mean, we had nap time in kindergarten. Then I feel like once you got to be like a junior or a senior, you kind of had it again.
Yeah, boy. You're just praying for it as you get older. Please give us nap time.
They're like, Kevin, are you sleeping during algebra? No. I'm wide awake. I love math.
Yeah, I thought that was the topic.
Jay, and I know you've heard my story about meditation with our football team. That we would do when I was coaching.
Is that laying down in the gym floor?
I was the assistant coach. No, we would go into the library where it's carpeted and very quiet and dark, and we'd turn off all the lights. And this is our head coach's idea. And at first I thought he was insane. And then the more we did it, the more I absolutely loved it. And I think all the guys really loved it because they would just use it for whatever they wanted, really. But it was that thing where we would just go in and we would shut off all the lights, and then he would do this thing, and he had that great soothing voice where he would just talk through, like, you know, I want you to visualize your, you know, your body as you're warming up, and you can feel this, and now I want you to visualize getting on all of your equipment. Strapping up your helmet, running out onto the field.
And crushing someone.
And then, yeah, but that was it. Then it was like doing your job, play after play.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Doing all of this. And then he would leave longer pauses within it.
Oh, is that where you
and
got
kids
it?
Kids would fall asleep all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They would fall asleep all the time. And it didn't matter because it was like, okay, that's what that kid needed right now. All I know is we were really good, and we almost won state, but we didn't. We lost.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I didn't really pay attention. All of a sudden, I was driving out of my apartment complex down the street.
Right.
I was like, oh, this is getting close
here. Yeah, look at here, huh?
Yeah.
Kevin James.
And of course, it always happens while you're driving. Right? It never happened.
Well, did you think you could reach a milestone with it parked?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Beat the show brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters, playing for a $25 gift card. Don't forget, Indaba Coffee Roasters also part of our Christmas wish, and they're donating $5 for each bag sold. Goes directly to our Christmas wish. If you are know of someone or in need yourself for this holiday season, you can just go to the big999coyotecountry.com and click on it. You'll see the Christmas wish logo there. You can either donate and become part of our community partners, or you can also nominate somebody who might be struggling a little bit during this holiday season. So check it all out at the big999coyotecountry.com. All right, let's play a little game here. We call Beat the Show, guys. Austin is our contestant. What's going on?
Not much. How's it going?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was not long enough.
Sure. I think that's fair.
Good answer.
Yep.
Good answer.
If you had your choice, Austin, would you take Mondays or Fridays off if you got one more?
Fridays?
Okay.
For sure, yeah.
I think we do Mondays here because we have the Friday crew, but I might be speaking out of turn. Kevin?
No, that is correct.
Okay. I guess that would be an insult to them if you did take Fridays off. Nope. Don't want to see those old guys. Come out of here.
Yeah, but they could be the Monday crew.
They could be, yeah.
That would not have the right vibe.
It doesn't. No, it's just different. All right, well, it is Veterans Day, and that is our category for Beat the Show today. So, Austin, who do you want to challenge, me or Kevin?
Let's do Kevin.
All right, Kevin, see you in about 70 seconds or so, Kevin.
Okie dokie.
Austin, 7 questions, 60 seconds pass if you get stuck, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This comedian who does skits on Fox NFL Sunday and co-hosts Holy Moly was a Marine officer. Name him.
Pass.
What was Veterans Day originally called?
Pass as well.
Morgan Freeman was in the Air Force. What is the 1994 drama that he was in with Tim Robbins?
Is it Jake?
Veterans Day is a federal holiday. Name another federal holiday.
Christmas.
Adam Driver is a veteran. What character is he known for playing in the Star Wars sequel trilogy?
I don't remember his name. The bad guy, Darth, whatever.
Okay.
I love that answer.
Clint Eastwood served in the what branch of military during the Korean War? What branch of military?
I think he was a Marine.
What day of the week is Veterans Day in 2025?
Wednesday.
All right.
Okay, that was
all right. We'll see how Kevin does. Hold on for a second for us, Austin. Hang on a minute here. We'll see. Sometimes if you get off track at the beginning, sometimes you find it difficult to get back on track. Are you, you okay, Kev?
Well, kind of.
Uh-oh, here comes.
Oh, boy.
Here
I mean,
comes.
I'm
here
back,
comes.
But I'm coughing. Stand by.
All right, you stand by.
Oh, boy. Standing.
He's just getting a little excited, and sometimes when you get excited, you know, your throat constricts from the excitement. Next thing you know,
that is true. Maybe we need some of that calming music.
Oh, you want that in the background instead of the regular Beat the Show music? Yeah, it's like, all right, 60 seconds on the clock, Kevin.
I might be back.
I'll start the music after Steve reads the first question. Here we go.
That's what happened. I moved. See,
yeah,
if I sit still, I usually don't start coughing too much.
Well, moving is hard, man, carrying all the boxes and everything.
I know. I got up and walked to the bathroom, came back.
Well, that'll teach you.
We were in trouble. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. This comedian who does skits on Fox NFL Sunday and co-hosts Holy Moly was a Marine officer. Name him.
Rob Riggle.
What was Veterans Day originally called?
Day originally called?
Yeah.
Armed Services Day.
Morgan Freeman was in the Air Force. What is the 1994 drama that he was in with Tim Robbins?
That is Shawshank Redemption.
Veterans Day is a federal holiday. Name another federal holiday.
Really? Christmas.
Adam Driver is a veteran. What character is he known for playing in the Star Wars sequel trilogy?
Who? Adam Driver? Pass.
Clint Eastwood served in what branch of the military during the Korean War?
Oh, boy.
Are we almost done time-wise?
Seems like a marine,
I'm counting.
Okay. What day of the week is Veterans Day in 2025?
Steve. Well, I mean, it's a Monday.
2-1. Done.
Was that time?
That's time, yeah.
Okay. You got through all seven.
Why were you so mad at the end there?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Okay.
All right, let's see how we did.
Dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see how we did.
This comedian does skits on Fox NFL Sunday, and co-host Holy Moly was a Marine officer. Name him.
We had a pass from Austin and Rob Riggle from Kevin.
Yeah, Rob Riggle is correct.
Yeah, 1-0.
What was Veterans Day originally called?
Austin couldn't get there. Kevin said Armed Services Day. I thought it was Armistice Day.
Yeah, Armistice Day.
Yeah. No points there. Still 1-0. Kevin's in the lead.
Morgan Freeman was in the Air Force. What is the 1994 drama that he was in with Tim Robbins?
Austin got himself all wrapped up because he knew this one, and he was like, he was already flustered. But so he passed. Kevin got Shawshank.
Yep, Kevin's right.
Yeah, 2-0, Austin. Hold on, though. Chance to come back.
Veterans Day is a federal holiday. Name another federal holiday.
Kevin said, really? And then said Christmas. That's what Austin said as well.
Yeah, Christmas was one of them.
That counts. 3-1.
Okay. Yep. Whole list of other ones, though.
No kidding.
11 in total, I believe.
Thank you.
Adam Driver is a veteran. What character is he known for playing in the Star Wars sequel trilogy?
I'm trying to remember what Austin said. He said, I know it, the bad guy, Darth, whatever, pass.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Kevin passed as well.
Kylo Ren.
That's it. Dang it. Oh, man.
Did you say Star Trek?
Star Wars.
I swear you said Star Trek.
No, he said Star Wars.
Did I? Maybe I accidentally said it when I was talking to Kevin?
Yeah. Nah,
I wouldn't have got it. Don't worry about it. I wouldn't have got it.
Okay. It's not like it would have mattered.
But I had Star Trek on my mind.
Star Trek is Star Wars. Not getting any of those right.
Okay. Yeah. Clint Eastwood served in what branch of the military during the Korean War?
Everybody said Marine.
He's U.S. Army.
Ah. No point. Sorry, guys.
What day of the week is Veterans Day in 2025?
Austin said Wednesday. Kevin said Monday, thinking Veterans Day is always on a Monday.
We'll take the in-between. It's a Tuesday
next year. Oh, man. 3-1, Kevin. You eked one out there. Well done, or sort of okay done. Austin, can you pick a number for us and then try to be that number? You can get that $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. What number would you like to be?
4.
Okay, buddy. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you. Austin, he was number 4. That's what he wants to be when he grows up. 509-441-0999. Caller number 4 wins.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can you imagine Red Lobster? They're going through all this. They're like, okay, we're struggling financially.
Right.
We're closing stores.
We got to get it. We have to meet on this. We have to get together and brainstorm.
How are we going to save this? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? Red Lobster, a tradition in America.
Yeah.
Flavor Flav wants to talk.
Kevin James.
No such thing as bad ideas. Let's meet with it.
You take the call, right?
You take the call from Flavor Flav.
Yeah, you take it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, Kevin, let's knock it out of the park. What's your stat?
Number 2.
Number two.
Number two.
We're number two, baby.
We're number two. We're number two.
Spokane's number two. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Spokane, Washington. That's our home.
Yeah.
Ranked second in the United States of America as the most patriotic city.
Whoa.
This is put together by Fox Business.
Wow. Okay, let's go.
Let me tell you a little something.
Let me tell you a little something about
why they like Spokane. We're second in the rankings.
Okay, that's pretty good.
We have one of the nation's highest concentrations of veteran-owned businesses at more than 1,850.
Nice.
We are near Fairchild Air Force Base, which, of course, is a major part of the area's economy and a central hub for military families. The area also scored high on voter turnout at 81% for the county in 2020.
Whoa, nice effort.
And on a VA health care availability, we rank very high with numerous VA facilities, including the Mann Grand Staff VA Medical Center, which is, of course, you know, our big VA hospital.
Right.
Up there on, what is that, on Assembly?
Yes, I think that's correct.
I like to say it's just north of Outlaw Barbecue.
Thank you for the reference.
Well, I mean, it's good. Landmarks are good.
Yeah, some people would say, you know, near the former Joe Albee Stadium, but you're fine, yeah.
Right, it's a little, it's south of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, Jay, it's, it's just north of Outlaw. That's my son, if he ever, you know, he does a lot of, you know, VA stuff there. And,
right.
And, you know, a lot of his medical stuff is done there, and he... Every once in a while, I'm like, dude, if you need a ride, let me know. I don't mind waiting.
Oh, is that what you're just trying to go up and get lunch? Is that what you're doing?
He knows my tricks.
Yeah, so imagine he's like, that. I'm good. Yeah, he's like, no, I don't want that. And then you'll probably try to make me buy it. Yeah, I get it. Well, that's cool. Well, being the second most patriotic is not bad. I mean,
hey. That's real good.
Probably not a lot of people have a lilac parade either, I would imagine, Kevin.
No, and that's the other thing. They say, you know, and Spokane likes to celebrate their veterans in active duty by doing such things as the Armed Forces Torchlight Parade.
Thank you.
Steve, were you any part of that?
Any part of it? No.
Yeah, you didn't go to the Torchlight Parade?
I didn't. I didn't know about it.
Okay, let's go.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, when you never leave your house and you have your head buried in the sand, it's a possibility, Kevin.
You don't think we brought it up?
No, that's fair.
I don't think I've heard you mention it.
You don't think?
I think we probably
that we
did.
Brought up the Lilac Parade in May.
Oh! Is that what you said? Yeah, I wasn't a part of that. I thought you said something else.
Well, put it on your calendar. Well, May 17th, 2025.
The Armed Forces Torchlight Parade. Also known as the Lilac Festival's Armed Forces Torchlight Parade. What? Also known as the Lilac Parade.
Oh, okay. Yes, you've mentioned that many a times.
Okay.
Just not in that way.
Okay, so, yeah, that's fair. Not by its full Christian name.
What was it? And who is number one?
Well, first of all, who cares? But I'll give them their... Crestview, Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Florida. So it took three cities to beat us.
Boo.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. By the way,